Previously on Star Snakes.
So obviously you're not from around here then.
I wouldn't say that, Cantu. I know the right people.
How do you know who I am?
Let's just say we have a common acquaintance. And he tells me that some of the things you sell aren't as clean as your mask.
Well, let's just say we could probably deal half.
If you could drop these off to my house this afternoon, I could send you 20,000 credits straight up.
So should we take 20,000 for half and find another way to flog the rest, or?
I'm happy with 20K.
I'm happy with doing that.
Time passes, this time uneventful, thankfully. Everyone just listens to the radio in the car. It's fairly nice. Everything calms down a little bit more.
Who let the dogs out blares over the radio.
and Cantu, you can see Cantu arrives in a vehicle. He parks in a car sort of next to the sort of the hole, and he comes out. Have you been waiting long?
Not too long. No, we haven't.
About 2 grapples.
Right. All right, well, let's do this. He walks into his house for just a moment and comes out with a large sort of metallic container. He then sort of brings it up towards the boot of the car. All right, let's get it all into here.
All right, well, we separate out half of the container and transfer it across.
Just like a random, like... Yeah, that looks like about half of the drugs.
Yeah.
I guess, like, lift up half.
Yeah, I mean, lackadaisy call.
Yeah, fair enough. Kent just sort of gives a bit of a look over. All right, this looks pretty good. This should keep me going for a while.
Excellent.
It's been a pleasure doing business with you.
I go for a handshake.
He accepts a handshake.
I'm busy sulking in the car.
Is that guy all right?
He'll be okay. He'll be all right.
He's a little upset about some stuff. He's fine.
That's why I'm hugging him.
He's just missing his pet dog from home. That's all.
I see.
He's very attached.
I notice how upset he is, and I hand him the bottle that I got. Thank you.
Speaking of, do you know anyone selling a dog?
Do I know anyone selling a dog?
he asked the air filter salesman slash drug dealer.
No, not that I'm aware. I'm sure someone would be, but not me.
All right.
Ask for a copy of the classifieds. I yell for them.
Do you have a copy of the classifieds?
I think I have a paper around here somewhere. Let me have a quick look. He goes into the house and he scruffles around and finds a sort of a printed newspaper from a couple of days ago. This is all I have. This will have to do.
Thanks.
That's perfectly fine. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I'll be letting you get along to your road trip now.
Yeah. No worries. Thanks.
he sort of
hopefully
quickly.
They do you good.
Yeah. He sort of carries the big container inside. And then quickly sort of closes the blinds on both of the windows and sort of pulls down one of the blinds just to, like, watch you, making sure you guys have left. It's like...
Yeah. Maybe he's a suspect character, isn't he?
Yeah. And you guys aren't, definitely not.
Yeah.
Nah.
Well, no, because we conduct our business fully. All right. In the open.
Let's go see if this dog's still here.
I pass the classified section to Philip.
To the pets for sale sort of section.
Yeah, I'll start going through
Sure. It might take you a while, so. That's fine.
I'll be reading, it's fine. There's comics here as well.
Okay, with that transaction complete, you guys are now free to try. We'll do as you wish.
Let's go to a diner, because I am hungry. for dinner.
Sounds like a good idea.
It's towards the end of the day, yes. The sun has set.
We'll probably need to find some accommodation too, I imagine.
Okay, so you head more back towards the centre of town where you were a little bit before. Again, it's more sort of a working class town. There's quite a few different pubs and taverns and stuff like that. You see a couple that look sort of suitable for getting a nice meal and maybe a bit of sleep.
Cool. I park outside the brightest neon sort of diner I can find.
Sure. And you also choose one that has like the cleanest air filters as well.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So you park outside of a nice-looking bar.
Yeah, all right. I get out, and I'm going in that diner.
Sure. Okay, and whatever else I have to do.
I release Philip from the grapple.
And so... Wait, that was in the grapple that whole time? Did you release me so I could put the dog down?
Nope.
It was just a
He let you put the dog down, but didn't release the grapple.
Should have had to re-roll for that. Alright, I shrug and stretch a little bit.
I ask if these guys sell dog.
Sell dog as a meat?
That'd be a cruel gift, wouldn't it? Here's some dog meat.
I know how much you like Pomeranian.
Roll enough 90.
So it popped up with some template stuff, and then I wanted to, you know, just have
it.
That's not a real role, obviously.
It's a good skill, though. It's a good skill. You definitely.
I would love, and a spec. You know, I'm spec'd for Pomeranian theft specifically.
All right. So yeah, you go into a bar that's just referred to as, or that has a sign at the front, just called The Mint.
What sort of food do they have?
It's like barish food.
Oh, yeah. So wedges, like sour cream.
There's an assortment of variety of different fruits.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a basket of that.
Sure.
For the table.
Mm-hmm. There's sort of a big table, but you managed to pull a couple of chairs together and find a nice one to sit and accommodate everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. And while we're waiting for our wedges, I'm going to... Oh, wait, there's no internet. I keep forgetting there's no internet. There's no webs.
Classic social interaction, am I right? Dinner, no internet, Ross.
Is there a section that classifies for accommodation nearby, like motels or anything?
Yes.
Cool. I tear that out while Philip is looking through the classifieds for some pet dogs.
Sure.
I would have just given it to you, but okay.
That's all right. I don't want to take you away from finding your dream dog, so, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Any cheapish sort of motels?
This particular pub actually does have a couple of rooms for rent as well.
Oh, fortunately enough.
There's also a couple through town as well, if you wanted to pursue those.
Check if there's a coupon in the paper.
Oh, yeah, the coupons! Mm. Philip, do you have the coupons, the brochures from the spaceport, the starport?
Oh, yeah, as in the collection of random stuff that we kept taking.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I put them all on the table and we can all help go through them.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a look.
Seems a nice deal.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if one comes with a free dog.
Looking through it, you don't find one specifically for this particular pub, for any sort of free deals.
Oh, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Philip gets up to get a glass of wine, and so does in real life, doesn't he?
I go up to the counter and ask what the nightly... charges for two rooms.
The sort of bartender, who's a sort of a younger woman, sort of indicates that it's a standard rate of 50 credits per person per night, which is it's not too bad.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I'll take some rooms. Two rooms, please.
The two rooms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How many people can fit in a room?
It depends. Do you want like a bunk bed sort of room? Do you want
it doesn't really matter.
Like a double bed, like a queen bed?
No, bunk beds are good. Bunk beds are good.
Okay. Bunk beds are the best. I've got like a children's room. Would that work?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. as long as the beds are long enough for some adults, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, I can give you two rooms. Each of them have two bunk beds and then a children's room that can fit a couple of kids.
Excellent.
That will be great for Philip.
Shotgun
bottom bunk.
Yeah. I pass the credits.
Okay. The woman provides you a couple of different key sets, which will take you into your rooms.
Excellent.
She says, well, the accommodation is go out that door and go around the hallway. There's a couple of different doors. The keys have the numbers marked for the rooms.
Sweet, thanks.
No worries.
I would like to check the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I expect to see much, considering such a backwater planet.
Sure.
About local space mysteries.
Mysteries.
It so happens that there's a psychic column in the paper, and I pass you the page.
That I'm very interested in exploring new sectors.
Are we talking like grand scale conspiracies or local, like?
Oh, like, you know, local cool asteroids or, like, small nebula clouds?
Mm-hmm.
That would be, like, first person to explore this kind of stuff.
Sure.
Not, like, not real serious, but, like...
Wasn't there a haunted mine or something?
Yeah, I still want to visit that, actually. Mm. Is it in space? It's not in space. I'm not interested.
Technically, everything's in space.
Fair point.
You're not in space.
You want to grapple me, bro?
Boys. Oh, okay. So
very quickly.
Yeah, looking through the classifieds, that there's a few sort of. It looks to be like a columnist that's put in an article that's discussing, you know, this alien menace that they're referring to, which is coming from sort of this odd part of space that they haven't really seen anything come through from in a while. And they're worried, sort of, you know, that they're making sort of further progress into the into the sort of the local planet systems, and they're worried that they're going to sort of be, sort of taking over, wiping people's minds, that sort of thing. Very, very sort of crazy conspiracy theories. You know,
I'm going to put that piece of paper in my pocket, come back to it later.
Nice. Smart.
Is that just for this system, Penelope, or is this like...
It's shared around. So this particular one is referencing a columnist from a different planet, but it's sort of made its way to here. They're specifically, they're referring to the alien species they actually encountered before, the Eltex, which are the ones with weird heads and stuff like that as well. Just for reference, because I'm pretty sure you have the head in your lab ship or something. Is that something right? Do you remember how encountered those aliens on that icy planet?
System? I think I got one of the heads.
The Eltex. Talking about sort of articles basically about them.
Interesting.
You remember them because they looked
like horrible.
File is too powerful. Okay. I didn't want to share anyway. Yes, you remember them as a very interesting alien race. But yes, there's a column article about that. And that's the sort of the main conspiracy sort of column, I suppose you could say there is. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Was there anything else you guys wanted to look through or check? Or
did Philip find any ads for a dog?
There's no specific dogs for this particular one. There's a couple of people selling some cars, some bikes. No one is selling pets at the moment.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mm. Yeah, it's rough. I'm pretty cut up about it.
Maybe that can be your goal, Philip.
Get a dog.
Get a dog.
Well,
or some sort of pet that can, you know, pet. Doesn't need too much care, and we can leave it on the ship or something.
Yeah. So, you know, like a very hardy pot plant.
I mean, don't forget that...
the ground of it.
Yeah. Don't forget the saying is a Vargar, which is sort of like a dog. So if you ever need to, you can just pet him.
Oh, okay.
A little condescending, but yeah, I'll take it.
Who's a good boy? It's a good boy.
Yeah, well, if we're all full and all that, we should take a rest for the night.
Sure. You each sort of find, you know, one of the bunk beds to choose. Philip manages to find the kids' room. Obviously, he ended up with that key as well. You know, it's nicely sort of designed. A couple of sort of like, you know, nice little sort of lens. Sort of like a little kid's light to, you know, keep a little bit of light on the room. You know, nice little sort of nice little room.
Beautiful.
Nice and clean and everything. You know.
Yes.
Nothing
very good.
Complain about. Excellent.
Very good filters. Very good filters. In there.
Very good filters.
Mm-hmm. The night passes and you guys wake up to a nice fresh morning on Penelope.
Cool.
Beautiful.
We go ahead in our keys and I guess we need to head off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I go to the counter, I leave a good review.
Sure. Very much appreciated.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks.
Okay. Yes. Now you have to decide where would you like to go?
Well, oh, how do you pull up the map?
Oh, sorry. I will.
So since we've started heading sort of westwards, I guess we may as well bypass through Chasma on the way back to Downport.
Rock the Chasma.
Rock the Chasma.
And do we have enough fuel?
Oh, good question. We should probably fill up.
You can probably fill up in town as well. they get quite a lot of the resources from the local mines as well, so there's definitely a lot of fuel available as well.
Cool.
Excluding the mine that's been taken over.
Yeah. I take the car to a fuel station and fill it up.
Sure.
Yeah.
It costs you a number of credits, which we won't worry about because it's a very small amount, so that's fine. It just comes out of the group party's funds.
Yeah.
And the car is ready and refueled for another drive.
And I make sure there's plenty of Mentos.
Definitely lots of Mentos. Space Mentos.
Space Mentos. Yeah. Gotta have that minty freshness.
Sure.
I love Mentos.
Fresh and full of laughter.
Yeah, I'm happy to drive again unless Philip wants to take over.
No. I feel like someone else should drive.
Okay, well, where is your destination?
Chasma.
Okay. Chasma. You don't want to drop by the mine that was...
Haunted mines.
Who wants to go to the side
trip? The one that was taken or the haunted one?
Well, maybe it's the same one. For all you know, it could be the same one.
Who wants to go to side trip?
I'd like to go to the haunted mines.
All right, well...
Haunted. So would I.
Whereabouts is the haunted mines again?
It is one of the many mining sites around town.
So
there's quite a few in all directions. Some of the information you got from the local townspeople pointed to a specific mine towards the south of town, which was no longer used and was being operated as sort of like a tourist destination. And about 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was overtaken by a group that basically kicked the tourism operators out. That's sort of taken the mine for themselves.
Let's go already!
All right, well, I guess we'll go there.
Sure, all right.
Get a souvenir.
Mm-hmm. I'll just take another driving check from you just to make sure you're okay to drive.
That is, would you say an intellect for this?
Sure.
So that's 12.
Okay, yeah, no, that's good. All right, let me bring you guys up to, if I can bring everything across. Okay, it's probably about 40-50 minutes until you get to the, towards what sort of seems to be a bit of a mining site.
Alright, this looks hostile already.
So from what you can tell so far, it looks to be a few sort of buildings that are emitting a bit of smoke at the moment. And there seems to be sort of one or two armed guards that you can tell sort of standing outside what seems to be like a barbed sort of perimeter gate.
So we know they're hostile, basically.
Well, from what you heard from the townspeople, they had basically kicked the tourism operators out.
But are they still operating like a haunted ride service? But they're in charge? like, is this essentially a union strike, or are we talking about, bandit tribe?
The tourism operators that were kicked out weren't really given information about who was taking over. They were sort of just, sort of kicked out at gunpoint. No one was injured or killed during the takeover. They were sort of just kicked out of the mine.
Well, that's not very nice.
We want to approach this.
He's hoping they're cultists.
A little bit of deception.
Yeah.
We're here to join the good cause. Then stab them in the back.
Is our... a bunch of ragtag drug dealers going to be able to pull that off? Let's find out.
Oh, not the alternative suggestions.
So when we're looking at this sort of barbed wire fence, there's nothing grotesque about it. There's not like entrails hanging all over it.
No, not that you can see.
Any signs up or barricades that look unusual?
Nothing immediately comes to mind. You can see what seems to be potentially on one of the main buildings. There seems to be a small sort of banner, but it's too far away for you to really sort of get any details from it.
Can I use the rifle scope to have a look?
Yeah, are you focusing on the banner particularly? Yep.
Yes.
Okay. I'll say just do that. I probably won't need a check, but sure. Let's go here. You, reading the banner from the scope of the rifle, you're able to see the banner has a couple of words written on it with a bit of a symbol. It's sort of like a fist raising up, with the just the phrase "action" and then a comma "now" with an exclamation mark.
Very effective.
Very effective.
Sorry, you broke up pieces of me.
It's just a phrase on the banner with like a sort of a fist mark that says "action now." The sort of a comma between action and now.
Maybe they're like anti-miner sort of people.
I don't want to say I'm literally not hearing anything.
Oh, nothing at all?
I'm not hearing anything. But I trust my teammates. So.
Well, maybe they're the anti-terraforming group.
Maybe.
Some offshoot
is this, of. Is this telling us that we need to forcefully have action against them now?
Go.
Well, I vote we up as recruits and say, "Hey, yeah, we're angry too. What are you angry about?" What did everyone think of the kind of plan?
Yeah, and be like, "Hey, are you an anti-terraformist?"
And also somehow flip the drugs in there alongside it all.
It's always time for drugs.
Have a heavy fighting situation. We can just get them all overly high.
Sounds great to me. Grab some of that stuff and let's roll.
Right. Okay, so do you guys want to approach the perimeter?
I approach.
Yeah. Sure. Alright.
Hello.
Yep.
Excuse me.
You see an armed guard that sort of. Oh, sorry, I was just going to put it. So you see an armed guard that looks to be sort of. He's got sort of like a light rifle, but he hasn't sort of, you know, immediately jumped or anything as you've approached. He's sort of just eyeing you out. He's sort of just watching as you sort of approach upward.
Yeah. Like, hello, excuse me. Are you still doing haunted rites?
No, they're long gone, pal.
Oh, I see. That's disappointing. So, what is this operation right here now?
Who are you people?
Tourists.
Concerned citizens.
Chosen Groupon.
Interested investors.
Are you actually going to get the coupon out?
Yeah. why not? Let's
coupons. That. Right. Nothing coupon these out. Days.
Excellent.
He sort of takes the coupon off you and sort of has a bit of a read of it. Yeah, no, there's no haunted mine here anymore. It's you best sort of move on.
But we have 250 kilos of party drugs and everything. We came all this way.
Why were you bringing drugs to a haunted mine?
To have fun.
Have you not done it before?
Is that not self-explanatory?
It's like the prime party spot.
Yeah.
Do you want to try?
Make it even spookier.
Well, he sort of he takes a moment sort of thinking about it. No. There's no haunted mine.
They're really fun.
Who else is going to come up to your gates anytime soon?
Right. I mean, you pretty much scared off all your tourists, you know, so, you know.
If you guys want to really give it a go, I will take a, maybe a Corrales check.
Oh, I've got Corrales.
Who's the Corrales?
Yeah, who's doing this?
Who would like to make the check?
I've got a +2, apparently.
Corrales away. Go.
Wait, so am I peer pressuring a guard into doing drugs?
In the haunted mansion.
Letting us do... Yeah.
No, that almost goes without saying. All right.
He can join us if he wants.
Okay, let's see how good of I am at peer pressure. Oh, no, I'm not 22. Just submit carouse. Let's find out how carousing I can be. Okay, that's an 8.
It's not terrible.
Make you feel better.
I've got to wait here a sec. I've got to go talk to someone. And he sort of excuses himself as he turns around and walks back to the
Can I quickly sprint back to the car and shove a couple pockets full of drugs, hands full of drugs into my pockets?
Sure.
And then run back. All right, just so I'm stopped when the time.
You see the gentleman go across to another sort of guard that's standing more towards the Bruno, and they seem to be having a bit of a conversation. He seems to be sort of making a lot of gestures and hand movements, and the other guard sort of just looking at him with a very sort of blank face, sort of, you know, in a bit of a questioning tone. And then he sort of walks back up with the other gentleman as well, and they both both come back.
I love how they turn around like,
put my drug dealing aura in effect.
So the other gentleman comes up. Yeah, look, are you guys causing a problem out here?
We could be causing a problem, or we could be peddling a solution.
Look, we don't need your drugs here, pal.
Are you sure?
I'm
Make
sure.
Makes you feel bad.
Well, then we've got 5,000 credits worth of tickets already.
I mean, you could be paid to let us go on this ride that you're not using. You could get paid.
We're using this facility for other means now.
What for?
What other means?
What services do you need?
We can ride sandworms and fight in fighting pits.
We're great at our jobs.
I wink at him seductively.
Fixing volcanoes, killing aliens, you know, whatever.
Look, we're fighting for a greater cause. We don't need drugs. We need to focus on our revolution.
Oh, are you talking about the anti-terraforming?
How did you know?
I'm an anti-terraformist as well. I fucking hate these lads.
And causes cost money.
Look, we met some indigenous people in, what was the town called? I don't remember what it's called. But they said the Imperium are trying to terraform this place. And why would they want to do that? You know? Preserve the biodiversity, right?
Sand, right?
Yeah. Why would you put it on the
I love sand.
Yeah, it's still some dust.
It's irritating. It's everywhere. Fantastic.
No, I fully agree. Like, don't terraform the place. We're fully for your cause.
Which, like, if they terraform the place, they'll get rid of the haunted bride, and that's terrible.
It's true.
I mean, we need that. We need that diversity of fun. You know?
It's already gone. We came here just to experience it, and now we're never going to live our dreams again.
I'm really vibing on Bradley the theme party.
I don't have much else going for me, okay? Can't fly a ship.
The two gentlemen sort of pull themselves aside for a moment and sort of have a bit of a sort of a whispered discussion. The gentleman that sort of has come up second says, look, you better speak with the boss about this one. Here, I'll take you to him. You can have a discussion with him. And both of them direct you to the main sort of building, which is up here.
Ooh. A barbed wire fence with only one exit. I love going through these.
Hopefully it's the same exit.
On the way over, we should discuss our plan of convincing.
Are you sure although I can't offer you some drinking. Drugs?
Why, how to convince him to go on a party road? Like...
as I walk through the door, I just drop a small handful of drugs.
Okay. Let me bring you guys across to the next thing. Oh, can't forget a saying. Is the saying sitting on the rock still? There we go.
Oh, I'm probably sure. I just...
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hesitant.
Distracted.
Fair enough.
He just gazes at the sand dunes.
All right. You walk into what seems to be a sort of a decently sized office / administration building. The guards outside directed you to head upstairs to talk with the boss, which I will just reveal. Is
it? Yeah. Hey. Is my character just really far off somewhere?
Oh no, you should be up the top of the page, I think.
Yeah.
That's a nice looking kitchen.
Alright.
That's good vending machines.
In a very general way, what's not nailed down?
Most of the furniture?
The dogs.
There are no dogs.
That's a
little bed over here, man. I can shoot up here.
Alright, as you guys go across corners and stuff, you can also see more of the areas too.
Ooh, I see a person that's not just a little humanoid shape. They have a face.
That is true. As you come across the corner, well, I guess Wade's the first one as he goes to a bar stool. You see a larger man with a bit of a sort of a, what would you call it, like a handlebar mustache? Sort of like a mustache that goes down.
Isn't that the bartender from the first town?
Oh. He gets around.
No, you see sort of a large man with a bit of a pork belly who's sort of cleaning some pots and pans. Oh, welcome. Who are you people?
Give me one of those lemons, friend.
What specials do you have?
Specials? This isn't a bar.
Isn't it? I weigh 50 credits in front of his face.
He grabs a lemon out of the pile and slides it across to you and grabs the 50 credits. That's
an expensive lemon.
Got any gin to go with it?
He looks around for a moment and just sort of ducks under the cover of the table and brings up a bit of a bottle.
Ooh. Do they know you're dealing contraband?
Contraband here? We are the true free people of this planet.
Ooh. Free to do everything except drugs.
We can do drugs too. We just, we must be focused.
What I'm trying to say here is, have you heard about the Haunted Ride?
I know. I know of the Haunted Ride.
Do you know of the entertaining pastime of drugs and haunted rides?
You an interesting God,
that's
man.
Why we're here.
Mm.
Well, half of it. The other half is because we're anti-terraformists.
Ah, good.
But enough about that.
Anti-terraformists who like going on spooky rides while doing drugs. Like, come on. Don't pigeonhole.
Living out the natural wonders of this planet.
Like drugs.
And then blogging about it afterwards and promoting the good word, yeah. Mm.
This is interesting. Look, I'm Kalat. I help take care of this building as well as the few guards that we have as well. I think it's best that you speak with the boss upstairs. Carl will be able to help you further.
Carl, you reckon? And his name was Kalat.
He's Kalat, yes.
A lap, mate. When do you knock off for your shift?
I'm here always.
You're here always.
And you call yourself very free people?
We are fighting for a greater cause.
A greater cause than drugs on a ghost train?
Alright.
Let's go speak to Carl.
Carl. Carl's the guy.
I have bad hearing from all these spice fights.
But yes.
In Lenny and Carl. And I heard there's a sub-commander called Lenny. Hey, how you going? I'm here to see Carl. Don't mind.
Okay. I'll just bring you guys across as well.
Yo!
Oh, fuck yeah, he's a lion.
It's an
Aslan. And he's got some, and some sushi.
Yum. Oh,
yes.
Okay, everybody can see.
I consume
the sushi. Okay, as you walk up the stairs, you see a large, 7-foot, very large, sort of at least 150-kilo Aslan gentleman with sort of a big, thick, fair, sort of thick hair, working sort of at a little computer desk. You can see like sort of a couple of different monitors and stuff set up, and there's a bit of a side dish of food as well on the table. Well, I can see my guards let you in for a reason. What has brought you here?
I just put on my mask that I picked up from the filter guy. So I'm allergic.
To be honest, a Groupon? a coupon, sorry. A coupon?
Oh, you came for the haunted mine.
And our interest in anti-terraforming, of course.
Mm.
And drugs.
The head of the rebellion. You walk up to him and you're like, yeah, we're here for the haunted ghost ride. And frankly, the guy walking the counter has been very rude.
He gave you a lemon.
Look, the haunted mine is no longer an attraction.
It is to me.
Very attractive.
Got historical significance to this
place. Historical terraform. historical rock formation.
When the terraformists take over this damn country that I love so much.
Look, I agree that it was a good attraction, and you know, we apologize to the people that we had to kick out when we took over this facility, but we're dealing with a greater purpose here, and we must continue with our purpose before we even consider reopening the haunted mine.
What were they mining here before you took it over?
A collection of resources, but the mine itself was closed for some time. We've actually taken this back to continue mining to actually further our cause.
But isn't it dangerous to mine in a haunted mine?
It's not. We don't believe it's actually haunted.
Wait, so you're mining, but you're anti-terraformists?
We can mine and not terraform.
Wait, okay, so hear me out here.
Mm.
So what's your critical?
So it's not a haunted mine attraction, like, you know, with shitty animatronics, which is what I'm imagining. Uh-huh. It's literally a potentially haunted mine.
Potentially. You're not sure.
Of course.
Yes!
Well, our secondary jobs are also ghost hunters, so...
I thought our secondary jobs were worm riders, and third was ghost hunters.
Hmm.
Ghost hunter is literally Bradley's middle name.
Oh, it's ghost worms. That's right.
Ghost worms.
Want to ride the ghost worm?
While this conversation is happening, the big Aslan just sort of slams his hand on the table. Enough about ghosts. we've got real problems to deal with.
That's why we're here.
Are they ghost related?
There are no ghosts. No ghosts.
Okay, then what's happening?
I've got to try and get this mining equipment online so that we can actually start to build up a rebellion of resources.
Have I mentioned at least four of us are slightly qualified engineers?
No, actually.
Now seems like a good time to mention it. We can fix these ghost animatronics anytime you want.
There's no ghost animatronics! There's no ghosts! And he sort of just like starts whacking the table again.
Look, we understand you don't want to admit that there's a ghost problem because that ruins your rebellion. You start to sow seeds of disharmony and everyone runs away. We get it. But between you and me as gentlemen, how many ghosts are there?
Look, you can see for yourself if you wish. We've got an infestation in the mine itself. Not ghosts.
Of what?
Of these...
Lights?
Spirits.
Ghost worms? Sandworms?
No ghosts.
Sikor?
No ghosts. No Sikor.
Alright, what's the problem?
Matches.
We got two good biologists here.
There's an infestation of these creatures that have attacked some of the mining equipment. We believe that they're attracted to the sort of the general hum and sort of heat that's been generated from the mining equipment, but we aren't able to sort of get rid of their nests. The few guards
sounds like a cockroach problem.
Gotcha.
They're a bit bigger than cockroaches.
What you're saying is there's a resonant frequency in your equipment that's attracting specters. Okay, we can sort that out.
Look, I'm happy for you to see them yourselves. Here. Okay.
All right, so we'll fix up these pest problems, and then we get to rinse the haunted rides mines.
He just gives a general sigh.
Sure.
Yes. If you
point us in the right direction
with my pest problem, you may go on the haunted ride.
Hey.
And he sort of just like rubs his face in despair, like, oh.
I'd like to get out the credits for the tickets. The coupon said it was 50 credits, so
there's no ticket like operator. They're all gone. We kicked them out weeks ago.
But it's part of the experience. I'll just find my own ticket somewhere.
Fine.
I put my hand in front of Bradley and say, wait, are you saying that if we do this, it's free?
If you help us with the infestation, you can go on the ride. You have all the ride. Take it apart if you want.
Sounds
make
like
it better.
To me.
Gotcha.
Holy shit! I can't wait to fence Ghost Ride equipment on the next one.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Look, the mining equipment is just to the north of this facility. But if you can deal with the infestation, then yes, you can do whatever you want with the attraction equipment.
Excellent.
Well, what can you tell us about the creatures?
We don't even have a name for them. They actually seem to be some sort of newer creature that's emerged only in recent years. They've got 8 legs with sharp pincers, and you know they're at least the size of a human, if not greater. I actually was able to get some imagery from one of our scouts that we sent out before they were brutally attacked and slaughtered. So they look like this.
Good thing we're not scouts. I signed up for ghosts, not for this bullshit.
Good lord, what is that?
Looking at the image, yes. Can use my biology to see if I recall what it is and anything about its sort of biology.
I'll just take a check from you, sure.
Sure. Intellect? Intellect?
While she's doing that,
yep.
Or education. It doesn't matter.
Either or, I'll take whatever you want.
8 + 2, 10, 13.
Okay. You're fairly confident just looking at a few of the images that Carl Tarwan, which is his name, just everyone calls him Carl, it's a bit easier. It looks to be sort of an insectoid creature. You assume that it would be laying quite a collection of eggs in sort of little sacks based on, you know, just your understanding of biology typically. The pincers that it has looks quite sharp, and it could more than likely use them to attack or pierce against its foes. Given that it has 8 legs, it can more than likely move quite quickly. What was Philip doing?
I'd just like to ask Carl the nature of the ghost equipment that we'll be getting as is it like holograms, animatronics, roller coaster? What are we doing?
We haven't even looked into that, but you're more than welcome to find out as much as you like.
Excellent.
And how long have these creatures been around here for? Have they been around here forever?
The actual mining equipment itself wasn't ever used by the tourism operators, so it fell into sort of disrepair. What we're trying to do here is actually use some of the equipment. So we found when we actually started to turn it on that a lot of these creatures sort of burrowed up under the ground. They've been here for a couple of weeks, but they've already started to create a bit of an infestation that we have to get rid of.
Okay. Yeah. So they don't live here.
Terraforming stuff.
Not that we can tell. Yeah.
Okay.
Bloody terraformers.
Okay, well, that's fair. Okay.
But we need to continue. We need to keep the mine active to help further our cause. Basically, we need more resources to actually fight back against the oppressing government and the terraformers that live on their polar ice caps. Those bastards.
Right, well.
Amp terraformers mining this planet, am I right?
Well, there's a difference between mining here and melting the polar ice caps to turn this sandy, beautiful world into a water world.
Yeah, exactly. You guys have ghosts.
But yes, look, if you can deal with this infestation, then have as much of the equipment as you want.
Yes.
Sounds like a great deal.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Cool. All
right. Let's go stab some bugs.